Oh, man! Are you excited? If you're not, just wait. Okay, hold on. If you're not getting excited, if you're not getting pumped up right now, if you're not getting super jazzed... Oh, man, just loop this freaking intro a couple of times. I dare you. I dare you to loop this intro and not be just filled with so much... Welcome to Lauren's podcast, baby. We're back. We're doing it in a kitchen. But here's the thing. I don't have to be in a kitchen. I don't have, like, I'm walking right now. I'm moving. I'm super mobile. I'm not super mobile. I have, like, collectively 20 feet of cords and cables, you know, dangling from the thing that I'm holding. But I'm very pumped up. I'm excited. I have new podcasting equipment. It's super cool. Like, I don't know why I would ever want to do this, but just for, you know, just for shits and giggles. Sorry, Mom. Wow. Haven't said that one in a while. Feels good to be back. Peaking the levels already. I know, but for real, if I don't know why I would ever want to do this, but if I ever wanted to, I could just, like, you know, drop in the intro again. Like right now I could just be like, oh, there's that sick bass, baby. Yeah! Oh, I love this intro music so much. Remember when I said if you weren't pumped up? That's right, baby. We're rolling it again. It's time to get jazzed. It's time to get jacked up. Lauren's podcast is back. I said I'd be back in January. It's April. Here we are. It's time. I don't know what took me so long. Don't ask me that. I mean, I do know what took me so long. I'm lazy. That's all it is. All right, enough of that. We don't have to... No, stop. How do I make it? Okay, so apparently I can't shut it off. New equipment, like I said, figuring out the kinks, working out the jams, all right? How have you been? It feels like we haven't seen each other for like an entire quarantine. We're still not seeing each other, and I don't know why I'm opening the show in such a strange and intimate way. I'm also fully planning on not talking about this on social media. So, like, this is just going to be like a ghost release. Wah! Those of you that have hung in there and, like, have kept the notifications on for this silly little podcast, thank you. This is for you. You get to know first. You're in the secret circle. Lauren's podcast is back. Yeah, that's right. That means that I'm actively doing three different podcasts. Am I even a comedian anymore? Is that what quarantine has done to me? It's just completely stolen all of my joke writing ability, and now I just talk into microphones with no one else in the room. That does not feel like an accomplishment of my goals. But what are my goals? Somebody asked me that. Who was it? Oh, it was my doctor. Yeah. It was a weird thing. Okay. Small side tangent about my primary physician. I spent most of my 20s without healthcare and without a primary doctor, and now I have one, and he's amazing. He's one of the best. I have spent my entire adult life saying that doctors suck, and by some miracle, I am dating a medical professional, and she led me to one of the good ones. Dr. K, I'm not going to say his name, because I don't know what the legalities are there. I know he's not allowed to talk about, like, the fact that he told me to lose 20 pounds, but I don't know if I should say his name on the podcast. But no, he's amazing. He's one of the, like, dopest doctors that I've ever met. And that's not just because he prescribed me Adderall, and that's super fun. But no, he's actually, like, a super caring, thorough doctor. That's the word that Leah kept using, like, before I went to him. She was like, you're gonna really like him. He's really thorough. And that's a terrifying way to describe a doctor, especially when you haven't been to one as an adult properly at all, ever. Yeah, he's real thorough. What's he gonna do? Because if on the first visit he starts biopsying my nipples or something, like, I'm out. I'm sorry. I don't need to be a part of anything that's going on with that. Because one, that's a weird test to be doing on day one. Hi, we just met. I'm gonna shave off a piece of your nip. Two, don't want the results of that test. I don't want to know what's coming back off a nipple biopsy. What did he see that made him want to shave off a piece of my nipple? I apologize. That was more than a small tangent. As a matter of fact, it was such a big tangent. I don't remember what I tangentized from. Tangentized? Ooh, we're rusty, everybody. Welcome to podcasting by myself. I mean, it's not that I haven't been podcasting. Like I said, I'm running three shows. Maybe that's what I was talking about. Yeah, I'm a podcaster now. There's literally no denying it. I have made thousands of pennies off of my podcast, and that is all thanks to you fine folks. I'm pretty sure if you're listening to this, you've probably listened to the other shows that I'm doing. Like, let's not kid ourselves about what the audience is. That's something I'm very envious about with other podcasts too. Like, other podcasts have like an audience, and that audience has like a name. They have some sort of title for their clan, you know? And I've never once come up with anything even remotely close to something that I would like to call the people that are a fan of me. Cause that just feels so weird. Cause like, I know what's going on here. I'm not a fool. You don't come here because you like the things that I say. Come on. Cards on the table. We're here because of how I say them. We're here because... Why am I saying we? That's not why I'm here. I'm here because I'm a narcissist. Why am I talking about all of this bullshit? Sorry, Mom. I have three podcasts. Oh, man. This is obviously one of them. Lauren's podcast, right? You guys, this is the jam, right? This is the sweet baby, all right? This is what really, I don't know what this podcast is. Sometimes I start out interviewing people, and then I started just yelling into the microphone by myself, which is pretty much what I'm doing now. And then it stopped happening, because I was like, oh, my job's hard. You know the blissful irony of all of that? Like, I took a step back from everything, you know? Like, I made zero attempts to even, like, look for possible shows to go on. Because, like, you know, that was back in, what was it? Like, October? November-ish, right? Like, that was, COVID was super real back then. None of this half the world's vaccinated, let's pretend like everything's safe bullshit that we're dealing with now. Sorry, Mom. For both of those things, I guess? Oh, man. But yeah, I quit doing everything, and I quit doing this podcast, and now we're back and we're doing it again. I don't know what kind of regularity it's going to happen, you know, but I don't know what I'm going to be doing. For some reason, I felt the urge and the desire to like, yeah, Lauren's podcast, let's start doing that again. Yeah. And I don't know, maybe that's because I'm doing two other podcasts with like two other people that I had no real input on like what the premise of those shows were going to be. I was reached out to because I'm good at podcasting, apparently. Which again, I think that's a lie as well. But they were like, yo, do you want to help with this? And, you know, the first one I was like, yes, sure, dope. The second one, I told him no for a year and a half because I was too busy. But we're doing it anyways. And now we're kicking up Lauren's podcast again. And you know, it's awesome because y'all know me. You know how many times I disingenuously like say something about how we at the show have something going on or we're planning something. But it's always like this group royal we nonsense that I eke in there for some odd reason. For some reason, it makes me feel like I'm professional because it's like, well, it's an organization, really. It's not just me. And that's all just a bunch of malarkey. But now it's not. Now I have like, you know, like, I don't know. It's like the Club Messy Hut podcast network. If you get that reference, woo, you and I are good friends. That's what that means. Club Messy Hut. That's what me and Leah call our house. Well, now everyone gets it. I guess we're all good friends, aren't we? I don't. Sure. Her last name. My last name. Combined. It turns into Club Messy Hut. I came up with that when we first moved in, and it just hasn't, it's like a bad penny. That dumb joke won't go away. But yeah, I have like this little network of podcastery. I would love to like legitimize that just ever so slightly and like put a website together and like an actual URL that can host all of our RSS feeds and all that jazz. That would be amazing. But you know what would be even cooler? If someone else would do it for me. So if you know how to build a website, holler at your boy. Ew, why am I doing all those kinds of voices? Anywhoozle, the other podcast that I'm doing. If you don't know, if for some odd reason you're listening to this and you somehow, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe you fell asleep when I stopped uploading and just gave up on everything in the rest of reality. But I have a show with Luke Fagenbusch. It's called How I... the title of that podcast is so stupidly long and convoluted and complicated. But it's How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb. You can find it on the iTunes and the Spotify's. We just talked to performers about people, you know, sucking dicks on stage. Sorry, Mom. We haven't talked to a performer that does that as like an art form yet, but I'm sure eventually someone will cross our paths. It's just like, you know, I was bombing. No dicks to suck. It was a terrible show. Everyone paid to watch. Anyways, I'm so sorry, Mom. I love you. I went to a family function. I went to Easter. It was great. I love y'all. I really hope my niece doesn't listen to these anymore. Because now she's like almost an adult. Anywho, I don't know why I went off on a tangent about my family. I have a third podcast. It's pretty fun. Hold on. Before I move on. The podcast with Luke and I, How I Learned to Stop... It's seriously so much freaking fun to do that show. I don't know if it's fun to listen to, because it is. I mean, we're small potatoes. It's a lot of local people, and local people means that unless you're involved in like Cincinnati comedy for some reason, or like the comedy scene that we pull all these other like, you know, small potato local people from, you may not really give two flips about any of the people that we're talking to, but I would wager to say that it's not just small town local references. I think it's compelling stories. I think it's interesting, like, you know, observations of performers in general. And that's what I like about it. Like, I've taken some serious swings for the freaking fences with some of the questions I ask in that show. Holy cow. Those of you that listen know, like, holy shit. Who opens an interview with another comedian by going, "Hey, Chris, are your parents alive?" Like, that's not really good interview skills. And yet it turned into one of the best shows that we've had. Like, for real, if you haven't listened to How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb, start with Chris Seamer's episode. And then from there, I apologize because the rest aren't as interesting. I'm just kidding. They're all great. Oh, man. But at one point, someone on the show did say you should rename the show to Top Chris Seamer. So, yeah, that's what the rest of this episode is going to be about. It's just going to be my personal greatest hits of mine and Luke's podcast. I'm just kidding. I have a third one. In case you haven't heard, the newest baby in the Club Messy Hut podcast network. That's right, baby. I'm starting it. If you could just spread the word that there's a new heavy-hitting podcast network in town, I'd appreciate it. Yeah, it's a show with another local comedian named Johnny Tremarco. That show is called The Wrong Rabbit Hole. I also had nothing to do with coming up with the premise for that show. But his concept was that he wanted to get as stoned as humanly possible, which for him is higher than average, and then talk about, like, you know, weird stuff, fringe science, religion and spirituality, the efforts of consciousness and the intricacies of the soul. But very quickly, he realized that he cannot maintain a complex conversation when he's ingested almost 1,000 milligrams of THC. So he eventually came to me and was like, "Will you please help me?" And I was like, "Cool, man. You need somebody to stay sober and steer the ship. I will totally do that for you." And we've done a couple of episodes, and so far it's been pretty fun. It's been pretty interesting. Anybody that knows Johnny Tremarco knows that his head is full of very, very interesting ideas. And to be able to sit down and discuss those ideas, oh, I can't wait to get another person in on that. We're going to have guests involved eventually. For now, it's just me and him. But yeah, that's what's going on. I low-key started a podcast network on accident because I don't know how to say no to things. It's super fun. And in that regard... I really I really would love that to just be my freaking job. Are you freaking kidding me? I would gladly do five different podcasts to make enough money to live. And you know what? It's really interesting because if I had a fan base that was strong enough that spread out to the other shows, that might actually be an attainable goal. Like, or at least more attainable than like you'd think about on the surface. Because if you think about it now, right now, like I have a house and a car payment, and I really like my health insurance. So because Adderall is a big part of why I've been able to, like, you know, keep a job and do podcasts for a year or two, and then add mold. Anyways, my standard of living has reached the point that it would be seemingly more difficult to, like, you know, just make money by podcasting. But presumably, if I could get 500 people to pay $1 a month for five different podcasts, so 500 people giving me $5 a month would pay my bills and allow me to do those five shows full time, which means Monday through Friday, I'd be recording a different podcast each day. And then, like, there would be the recording session, the editing, the uploading, and then planning next week's episode. And then that would be my workload for the day. Oh, my God. I would love that so much more than anything in the whole world. Please tell your friends about my podcast. Oh, God. Do you know 500 people? Can you swindle them into giving me? I'm just kidding. Why am I begging? I'm literally staring at a baseball bat in am I going to tell you where I keep my baseball bat, or is that sad? It's in the bathroom. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed that I keep a baseball bat in the bathroom. It's the most vulnerable place in the house. If there is an intruder, I want something that I can grab within an arm's reach that's going to protect me while I wipe. Yeah, that's right. I have a weapon that you can hold in one hand so that you can wipe with that angel soft with the other if there is an intruder mid-poop. I plan ahead for very weird, specific things. Oh boy. I'm so glad that you guys came. This is nice. We should do this more often. Oh dang. I really hope, like, I picture, like, where folks listen to this show. That's something that, like, comes across my brain every time that I'm doing an episode by myself in a room and I seem like a crazy person, even to me. Do you watch this in your car? Of course not. It's a podcast. Why would you watch it? Shut up, you freaking idiot. Do you listen to it in a cubicle? Because that's hilarious to me. The sound of what I just described, me keeping a baseball bat in my bathroom because that's, you know, good forward thinking. The sound of, like, you, that coming out of computer speakers at, like, the customer service call center of Fifth Third is such a freaking hilarious idea to me. So, please, if you know anyone that works at Fifth Third, tell them about the podcast. Make my dream a reality! Oh, boy. If you're listening to this and you work at Fifth Third, please message me. I will do something. I have a bunch of stickers left over from a podcast I don't do anymore. See, and that's the other thing. I have shows that have died that I would love to bring back. Like, my right now, like, if I was to do the whole, like, a podcast a day, that's my job right now. Oh, do you know what I would do? Do you know what I'd do, bro? Let me tell you, bro. I'm about to tell you what I'm about to tell. I don't know why I flexed up like that. That was really dumb. Monday would be Lauren's podcast. It would just be me and you. It would just be us. Just us, you know, chilling, hanging, being all wonky, you know. I'd probably give you, like, a rundown of my favorite moments from the previous week's episodes on all the shows. So it would basically be a director's commentary on all of my own content. That sounds like it's shoved up its own ass enough. So that would be Monday, right? And then Tuesday, How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb. Good old Luke Fagenbusch Tuesdays. You can enjoy the sounds of his mustache rubbing up against the freaking microphone. Wednesdays? Ah, Wednesdays are a good day. You know why? Because Wednesdays are with Johnny Tremarco. That's right. Wrong Rabbit Hole Wednesdays. We're going to talk about weird, spatial, non-obstructive nonsense. That's right. And then Thursdays, I would reinvigorate Professional Amateurs Podcast. That's right, baby. Just me interviewing a person. That's the only stipulations to that show. Well, also, that person is unknowingly you know, auditioning to be the co-host of the show that they're already on. That was the weird gimmick to that one. And then Fridays, here's a big, oh, super amazing, like my dream of all dreams. Friday or Saturday, whichever day it works out, we would do a live show somewhere of Poof, the panel of Odd Friends. If you don't know what that was, there are only like three episodes of it because scheduling it was a pain in the ass. because I tried to get four comedians in a room that were willing to play dumb improv games with me on a podcast format. And I got to tell you, it was one of the most fun things ever. But yeah, even if that show was only once a month, you know, like we did it on a weekend at the end of every month, that would be amazing. If that could just be my life, holy guacamole, like really, really holy guacamole. No, but realistically, if I could get an OnlyFans, you know, and just like show my dick a little, sorry, Mom. And yeah, I could make a little, oh God. See, I gotta stop saying dumb stuff like that on podcasts because like I'm reconnecting with my family and now I'm like, I'm thinking about my Uncle Ron listening to me talk about showing my whang on OnlyFang. No, we're not gonna do that. But it would be pretty sick if I could just, you know, I would love to be a podcaster. That would be amazing. And then just like do local comedy shows here. Oh, that would be so good. Tell your friends about the show. Oh, sweet Caroline. Yeah, so I don't know if anyone is listening to this and they live in Louisville, Kentucky. There's a show that's happening Thursday. I don't know when I'm putting this up. It's either going to go up today, Wednesday, or tomorrow, Thursday. So the show is happening in like a, you know, what's that cat in the box that's either dead or alive? You know what I'm talking about. Anywho, there's a show. I'm on it. It's in Louisville. It's a show. I'm doing a show. I'm doing comedy, I guess. And there's another show Friday. I'm doing some comedy, I guess. Hooray. Anywhoozle, I don't even know. How long have I been going, you know, full tilt, balls blazing, no worries, no circumference. That's right, a whopping 22 minutes. That's how long I ran out of, that's how long before I ran out of steam talking about myself. Here we go. What else is there? Not a lot. In all seriousness, though, like I would love to just find a hustle that could gain some traction and quit my job. That'd be really tight. It's not that I have a bad job. Like I have a great job. It's the best job I've ever had. You remember health insurance, Adderall? We've been through all the things. Okay, like I like my job. I actually kind of enjoy my job a lot of the time. What I don't like is working, you know, 40 plus hours a week for somebody else's goals and somebody else's happiness and joy and relaxation and vacations and RVs that cost as much as most people's houses. And you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to own a business like that. Like, I don't have delusions of like, I got to be rich to be happy. No, I want to pay my bills, but like do the things that I enjoy doing passionately. Like I said, I enjoy my job. For sure. It's not a bad job. I don't have to bust my back. I don't have to physically exert myself in order to make money, which I think is really dumb. Unless that's like your thing, you know, like a personal trainer type deal, but not like in a, yeah, I work in general labor. And nothing against people that do work in general labor. There's nothing wrong with those jobs. But I will say this, I don't want to do that. I am 6'3" and everything hurts. Sorry, I didn't mean to. You know that, right? Like tall people, like all of just, they just start hurting. I mean, everyone, eventually all of them, everything hurts. Like, that's just a fact. We all grow old. Our joints are lubricated with collagen and cartilage, and that shit has a shelf life just like the oil in your car. So eventually all the points where the bones are, like, you know, all loosey-goosey and whatnot, they're eventually just going to snap and crack and be brittle and rubbing against each other and cause you pain. And unfortunately, tall people, that happens faster. It's great. Huzzah for walking upright and having our spines be stacked on top of each other like fucking pancakes. Meanwhile, the years keep dribbling on syrup, making those pancakes extra squishy until eventually you got a slip disc and you got to wear a back brace just to get in and out of your car. What was I talking about? I don't know, but my knee pops and I'm worried about that. I don't know. I think, pipe dreams and fantasies aside of, like, you know, I want to quit my job and do a different podcast every single day. I think that, like, actually firing up the podcast network is a very attainable thing to, like, do. I just have no idea how to, like, I really don't know how to start a pod, or I know how to start a podcast. Let's not get ahead of anything. I have no idea how to, like, start a website. That I'm super ignorant about, and that's entirely my fault. I know how to teach myself how to do things. It's the only reason I know how to do anything. I changed an alternator in my Camry, all right? I know how to learn. It was 2 bolts. Don't get excited. But my point is that, like, I've just never looked into how to, you know, start a website that would then host things. Also, like, I'm fairly confident that would require monies. And that's not something that I have a lot of. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm comfortable, but I'm also bad with money. So, like, you know, I'm only as comfortable as my impulses allow. I don't know. There was some, I'm sure I know somebody that knows how to start a website. I think it was Big Raspberry. Yeah, he straight up lied his way into a job and knows how to rewrite code on his computer from his phone. So I don't know. Maybe I'll talk to him. He seems like he might know some things. Although, like, I could ask him to set me up a website, and the next thing I know, I'm getting, you know, offers on LinkedIn for things I don't have qualifications for. I really hope you heard that. But I'm not going to address it. Anyways, that's probably it. It's really? I'm going to end it on that. That's the last thing. Oh, man. See, but if you didn't hear it, then this doesn't make any sense. It was a fart. I farted. That's it. Lauren's podcast. Here we go. That's going to do it. That's going to do the whole thing. Come and see me in Louisville Thursday night at a place. I should know this. But there's tickets, so there'd be like a link. Never mind. Don't come to Louisville. but come to Evansville, Indiana. It's twice as far away from here, and half as important. No, it's not. It's a contest. It's more important. If you come and vote for me, I could win like $100, which would almost make it worth calling off work. Anywho, thank you guys so much for listening. This is awesome. I almost forgot. That's right. We got to do the outro music. Here we go, baby. That's all that matters. It's gonna come in, and we're all gonna feel good. Yeah. Hey, it's for real. Thanks for listening. I'm gonna do this more often. Hopefully. Y'all take it easy. Y'all be cool. Don't do anything that I wouldn't do, right?